This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It was inevitable that the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo will not be held on July 24th, which means every one of those athletes has a response, right? Like, they all have a feeling that they're going through. Mike, we've discussed this about the antsiness of players in baseball, and they were getting prepared for the season, and now they kind of have to put everything on hold, where typically their bodies are trained, their minds are trained to get ramped up to a certain point. The NBA players were in mid-season form preparing for the playoffs, and now here they have to like kind of scale back and say, you know, mentally, I wonder where their minds and their adrenaline is at right now. But for Lolo Jones, who I absolutely adore, she said she.
But what's the first thing you think about with her?
Hurdling. She was a hurdler.
Is that the first thing?
Is that still the?
I don't know.
She also did some bobsled. So yeah,
you're a liar. You are both liars. Reggie, that is not the first thing you think of.
877-881-1053. What do you think of when you think of Lolo Jones? She had the tweet from Christine Brennan. The breaking yesterday news from Dick Pound that said the Tokyo Olympics are going to be postponed. And she did the hands clapping to the sky. She did about seven of them. And then it said, someone order me a damn pizza. I got another year before I got to be ready for the games. And then she posted like a little picture.
That's my favorite thing ever, for the record.
It looks like a pregnant woman. But I also feel like it's a food baby that she's got in that post there. So she's like, hey, I want to eat. And I'm very curious, and 877-881-1053, whenever you were an athlete, because I know a lot of Tolos out there are former athletes from high school, college, even in the pros. When you were an athlete and you were in off season or you didn't have to play, what was your worst habit? What was the thing that you were like, you know what, I don't have to pay attention to this because I'm in off season mode? And we actually have an expert here on off seasons. It is Mike Bassick. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. How's it going?
Doing great. Really proud to have you on today.
On the show every day.
You guys already ignored me once during this segment.
But he's featured right now, Kevin, and that's what's prominent about it. Mike, you've spent a lot of time around a lot of different people. I remember watching, I think it was the Rocket Jock game, and I saw Ken Griffey Jr. and Roger Clemens, and they looked bloated. And I was like, oh, man, those dudes right there look like they put on some weight during the off season. And I wonder how immediate is it for athletes, pro athletes, when they hit off season, do they start using bad habits, and what are they typically?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's eating, but I'm going to tell you something. Just being honest, I always had bad eating habits. My eating habits are way better now, thanks to soda. But, I mean, if you asked me, what were your eating habits during the season versus during your training period, during maybe after the season ended and you kind of had 2 to 3 weeks of doing absolutely nothing except, like, I ate bad all the time. So if I wanted a cheeseburger, I ate a cheeseburger. If I wanted pizza, I ate pizza. The one thing that's tough during a baseball season is when the game is over, back in the old days when the game would be over at 10 o'clock, you know, you would eat dinner at from 10 to 10:30. Now the game gets over more at 10:30, 11 o'clock, but you still like your eating habits are really different because you're eating really late at night because of that. And then maybe you'd go home and you'd eat some more watching television or going out or something like that. So I think eating is a main one. I will say this calling out myself. Unfortunately, I had been traded from the Indians to the Mets, and I was getting my physical done with the Mets, and the trainer guy goes, so you're not big into abs, are you?
Oh, dang.
And I was like, well, I don't like doing them too much, no, but So, you know, I might have had a little, you know, what is that? The around your waist, you know, the extra
spare tire.
Yeah, I had the spare tire around my, the inner tube around my waist, as we called it. So I wasn't really big. I was in shape, right? I would do all the work
the
you needed to do.
Round.
I'd do the running, the lifting, everything. So I would do the workout. I just would then, after the workout was over, there used to be, when I'd work out in, like, I think it was the Euless area, there was an all-you-could-eat Luby's, and I loved that place. So I would do an hour and a half, work my butt off, and then the next thing I would do is I would go to Luby's, and only that Luby's was all you could eat, because I wasn't going to go to Luby's and pay for the Luann special for, like, $7.50 and only get like half a meal.
Going back to the Staubach conversation, how many people from that era are listening right now? They're like, totally understand.
Totally lubed it.
Yeah, so I would get like a whole bunch of the fried fish and macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes with gravy. I was not into, like, I figured, heck, I just worked out really hard. I need to refuel. And never thought of, but I'm putting in fried fish and a whole bunch of bad carbs into my body. It's just like, I just need to refuel. I can't believe my body. Because the thing which was weird to me, which I didn't understand, is I could be working out with a dude who was 6'4", 190. I was 6'2", and close to 220. And he would eat more than me and look the way he looked. And I'd look the way I looked, and I understand, you know, now that bodies take on, you know, your different fats and everything different. But at the time, I know this is getting into a whole nother conversation, but it's just like eating for a lot of guys, we didn't know any better. We knew that eating candy bars and eating ice cream and stuff was bad, but we didn't know that eating certain breads or eating macaroni and cheese was kind of just as bad as that at the time.
No, and that's something we've talked about with the trainers and the physicians and everybody, even with FC Dallas. By the way, Thursday we'll have Luchi Gonzalez on for his at 1:30 for the Luchi Gonzalez show. But the, you know, we talked with Luchi about that, because Kevin, don't you feel like he's very concerned about what his players put into their body based on some of the conversations we've had with him?
Man, and some of the things we saw play out in action. Like, I mean, when we did the that kickoff show, and we're in the back getting ready to go out there, and this giant tray of, what was it, cookie brownie bars?
Oh, yeah.
They look so good. And as soon as they came out, before Paxton or Reggie or anybody, Reggie Cannon, not this Reggie, said anything about eating one of them, he goes, oh. And, like, I couldn't tell, was he upset because his players were going to eat it? Was he upset because he was going to eat it? And I think it was all of the above. And he just thought, and plus it was a bad noise because they look too good. You know, like, it wasn't a bad noise. He's just like, that looks gross. He goes, oh my gosh, that looks amazing. And so I could see food. Like, I know I've never been anywhere near the level of athlete. The closest I ever did was summer band in August when it's 100 degrees outside. I have to carry a drum around. I would eat whatever I wanted and thought I was invincible, because I was like, look, I've been walking around in the heat for 2 hours with 40 pounds on my back. I'll be just fine. So I could see how food would be a big takedown for people during
and
this time.
The tough thing was, is I say back then, is after a game was over, we would have, like you talked about, the Stars, maybe they still do have pizza, but we'd have pizza, or we'd have, like, if I was in the East Coast, we'd have Bojangles, right? They'd have Bojangles out for us to eat or something like that. So, which is, if you don't know what Bojangles is, it's pretty much fried chicken. Like, I mean, it'd be a lot of fried chicken and French fries and
great
and
seasoning.
Stuff. Yeah, and so we didn't know. It was kind of like, if our organization is feeding this stuff after the game and saying, you guys need to eat after the game, and here is pizza, and here is fried chicken, and here are burgers. And so we were just like, you know, to me, I was like, yeah, I'm not eating bad. This is what the organization is feeding us after the game, so why wouldn't I eat this at home, too?
I do wonder, 877-881-1053, when you were an athlete, what was your worst off-season what's the word, Kevin? What's the word I'm looking for here?
Bad habit.
Indulging. Like
vice.
Yes, indulgence. Thank you, all of you guys. All of you guys have good words here
today.
We're
like human thesauruses.
From the 214 off-season.
That's a dinosaur.
For the off seasons, it was Coke, weed, and okay, all right. I don't know if that. Oh,
that sounds like they were from a '90s Cowboys team.
From
or
the
70s.
You're probably right.
From the 682 Wingstop.
Their vice
and
was also
extra
the
ranch.
White House.
Oh God. Wingstop and extra ranch from the 469. I would skip athletics during the off season. That's interesting too. Did you not work out during the off season? Did you like lay back on your program?
For two to four weeks, I'd get home and do absolutely nothing of like physical activity. So, but then after 2 to 4 weeks, I wanted to start working out. But you couldn't throw a baseball. I wasn't a hitter, but you definitely took the time off. I would start playing catch either in November if I really wanted to get on the mound quickly, and that would be just for kids. Like, you know, this is where I see, you know, really parents that just don't know any better, coaches that are dads or whatever don't know any better. Even as an adult with the muscle and body structure that you have and everything is already grown and you're not growing anymore, is I would have to take a whole month of playing catch before I would get off a mound.
Oh, really?
You know, and you'll see a lot of people now be like, oh, yeah, man, I played catch for 3 days. Let's get on the mound and throw 40 pitches. I mean, if I wanted to get back on the mound in December, that meant I had to go through a throwing program for the whole month of November before I even got on the mound to throw 20 to 25 pitches. So if I wanted to get on the mound quickly, I would start my throwing program in November, which meant I took off in – it just mattered. If I was in the minor leagues, I'd take off September and October. If I was in the major leagues, then I would take off October and then start lightly playing catch in November. But usually I would start, like, after Thanksgiving. When Thanksgiving hit, that day meant I was going to get back on my throwing program.
Now, Kevin, during crosstalk this morning, we had the breaking news about Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton. And the suggestion that he will – actually, the information is that he is going to be released by the Panthers. Now, Mike, you said that maybe it was a – they're going to do him a solid.
Not me.
Was that Choppy or Kevin?
Choppy.
Okay, Choppy suggested that. I don't know about that. I feel like there were a lot of teams that didn't want to pay and have to give up a pick to get him. And so, I think that's the biggest factor there.
So I kind of think now, oddly, he might end up with the Chargers, because you kind of saw this with Gurley in that the Rams thought they were going to get a deal done with the Falcons, and it just didn't come through because they couldn't agree on draft compensation. And then as soon as they released him, he ended up with the Falcons. And so then when you heard the idea that Cam was going to maybe move, they were trying to get him to Chicago or to Los Angeles, and that fell through. Well, Chicago traded for Nick Foles, so now I wonder if the Chargers would try to make a run at him. So, you know, just keep an eye out on that. He'll pick up somewhere. Whether or not he picks up somewhere where I don't think he'll automatically be a starter. I think best case scenario, he'll pick up somewhere where he has to legitimately compete to be a starter, right? Like, you guys don't envision a scenario in which he's just automatically the starter, do you?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and per Ian Rappaport, he tweeted out about an hour ago that the Panthers tried to send Cam Newton to the Bears and the Chargers, but they didn't find any takers, saying that there's no starting jobs available and release was the only option. So Carolina will have just $2 million in dead money with the release, but Cam is going to be free to go sign wherever he wants.
I think he'll end up with the Chargers, perhaps.
The Bears don't make much sense, right?
Not
because
anymore.
They traded
for
Nick Foles. Yeah. They still have Mitch Trubisky. Cam Newton doesn't make any sense there to have three. It's impossible to have three people compete for that job.
Patriots
You'd have
make
to eliminate
sense.
One quickly.
Chargers make sense.
Yeah, Chargers.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.